Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Yes, one my battle
for me. Luke 18, 1 to 8, have your seats. Thank you, choir. And He spake a parable unto them to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a church who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, kept coming and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but answered. But afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, vengeance, so that she will not beat me down by her continued coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous and will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the world? When there is no justice, men complain that God is not fair. When there is no vengeance, God is not fair. Vengeance and the justice of the Lord brings fairness. The devil has come to steal, to kill, oppress, harass, afflict. Has done many things. If God does not bring vengeance on the enemy, on the devil, God is not fair. And so, for fairness, God brings vengeance. The God that is a God of mercy, the God of goodness, the God that is holy, the God of grace, is also a God of vengeance. Don't take an aspect of Him and forget the other aspect. When God shows mercy to me, it is vengeance in the camp of my enemies. So when we say God is good and your mercies endure forever, He said to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt, he is good and his mercies endure. So his goodness and his mercy is also shown in his vengeance in the camp of the enemy. Vengeance in the camp of the enemy of God is goodness and mercy in the camp of his children. Do we understand? Vengeance and mercy are the same, two different sides of a coin. So if I protect, if somebody wants to attack my daughters and I protect them by fighting and destroying them, I was showing mercy to my daughters. And Lord, do you understand? Anyone that does not have the complete picture will say, I was being unfair, he just destroyed. But when they hear the story that I'm protecting my they will say, you are a good man. You love your family up to this? You are a good man. When there is no justice in the land, there will be trouble. There will be lack of fairness. That's why we have judges on earth that represent like God to bring vengeance on the earth. But listen to me. Vengeance is not yours. Romans 12:19. When you take revenge in your hands and take vengeance in your hands, you are playing God. You are acting God, and God will leave you to fight your battles. Beloved, I want the whole church to read. Let's go. One, two, go. Never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath. When you are avenged of yourself, you are saying, God, don't bring your wrath. When you are avenging of yourself, you are saying, I'm capable of doing anything. That's why if you study lawyers and justice, they will tell you, don't take the law into your hands. Don't do jungle justice. Why? There is a justice that is supposed to do that. You are not the one created to take law into your hands. Even when you are driving, shake your head. Any notorious driver in the house, they will not raise their hand now. I was telling them in the first service a joke about a deacon
that was driving. And he didn't know that his pastor had changed his car. And the pastor saw him on the road. And the pastor intentionally wanted to greet him and drove rough and to Shakara the deacon. So the deacon got annoyed and started chasing the pastor. And later, double crossed the pastor. And when he saw it was pastor, bless you, sir. Vengeance is not yours. Can I tell yourself, say, vengeance is not mine. When you avenge yourself, it's as if you are showing pity. When God avenges, he comes with his own power, whole power, his wrath, and everything that makes him God. Look at the widow. She prayed persistently, but she did not take the law into her hand. The widow could say, let me go and set the house ablaze. Check when they were not around. Throw petrol, set the house ablaze. But she did not do that. She knows that there is a God of all vengeance. Listen to me. There is a God of all vengeance. He's the supreme ruler. He's the final judge. When he decides to have vengeance and to avenge, nobody can appeal to him. Nobody can stop him. For you, you can be stopped. Death can stop you. Sickness can stop you. It can fail. You don't even have the power. Leave judgment. Leave vengeance to God. But there's a way that we invoke the vengeance of the Lord to fight for us. If God does not avenge, he's not fair. And because he's a fair God, he's interested in avenging you of your adversary. He created you for a purpose. He has a will for you. He gave you a destiny. He wants your life to take a certain path. If anybody now says your life must not take that path, hand him over to the God of vengeance and see him fight your battles for you. Are you here? What we are here to do this morning is to call upon the God of vengeance to fight for us. So anything or anybody taking away your peace, taking away your rest, the God of vengeance will visit them with his anger this morning. In the name of Jesus. But listen to me. He said, an eye for an eye. Don't do that. There are horizontal enemies. There are vertical enemies. Horizontal enemies are human beings that relate with us. Step on your toes. Once in a while, we fight ourselves. We shout on each other. That's normal. There are vertical enemies. The enemies of God. Enemies of the spirit. Demons. And human beings that have covenant with them to wreak havoc. Those are the ones we are going to call the vengeance of the Lord upon. They are enemies of your families, of your marriages, that want to take away peace from your family. They are enemies of your family that do not want you to enjoy. Enemies of your family that are against the work of your hands. They want you to continue borrowing. There are situations in your family that is no longer making anybody happy. God will arise. And he will judge those issues. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh God of vengeance. Are there people in church? Say, can I say, oh God of vengeance. Arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? Oh God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We said many things at the first service. I'm not going to repeat them. I know the message will be sent to you. But listen to me. The God of vengeance will right every wrong and judge every evil that has been done against you. I just want you to be sure you are not the evil one. Just be sure about that. I don't want to raise prayer point and we are praying and you rise and we fall. Bah. Be sure you are not the evil one. That the God of vengeance will judge every wrong done to you. And he will judge every evil that has been done against you. Are we here? The vengeance of God does a lot of things. Number one, the vengeance of God repays the wicked for their evil. Deuteronomy 32 from verse 35. The vengeance of the Lord repays the wicked for their evil. Vengeance is mine and recompense for the time when their foot shall slip. For the day
of their calamity is at hand, and their doom comes swiftly. Verse 36. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servant when he sees that their power is gone and there is none remaining born or free. Jump to 39. Then he will say, 39. See, now that I, even I am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hands. Any betele mokoria nana magaria. Eke telibokoria aria. Magatale mokulia karia. Any situation that is troubling you, let the God of vengeance appear in that situation. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. Verse 40. Continue with me. 40. For I lift up my hands to heaven and swear, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversary and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows strong with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of a slave and the captives from long-haired heads of the enemy. 43. Rejoice with him, O heavens. Bow down to him, O God. For he avenges the blood, the cries, the weeping, the tears, the pain, the suffering of his children, and takes vengeance on his adversary. He repays those who hate him and cleanses the people of the land. Lift your two hands up. Maria Dada Makaria Balebo Guria. Lift your two hands up. Say, God of vengeance, appear in my situation. Avenge me of my adversaries. Avenge me of my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Appear. Appear and avenge. 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 Arise, appear and avenge. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give me verse 35 again. I want us to pray with our hands lifted up. Just read verse 35. Vengeance is mine and recompense for the time when the foot shall sleep. For the day of their calamity is at hand. Their doom comes swiftly. We pray when we decree this season as the season of a calamity of every enemy, every demon, every evil power, evil strong man that has arisen against you. Their days of calamity is here. Let the Lord arise and avenge. Let the Lord arise and fight. Let the Lord arise and avenge. Let the Lord arise and fight. Let the Lord arise and avenge. Let the Lord arise and fight. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So the vengeance of God repays the wicked for their evil. And we pray that the wickedness of the wicked shall come to an end in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. I know a pastor that will say, you see, when somebody hits you, and you hit the person back, it is revenge. It is because you are a woman. It is not wickedness to hit anybody that hits you back. It's just that God does not want it. But when somebody has done nothing wrong against you, and you go hitting the person, it is wickedness. And God will destroy such people. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Number two, the vengeance of God put an end to the paradoxes of life. Paradox of life. He married first. He gave birth to child last. She is the most beautiful. She's the one that got married last. She has first class. She's the one looking for job. She can speak well. But the one that has no opportunity, the paradox of life makes you to be qualified, but not having the capacity to deliver what you are qualified for. He has the biggest shop. He has the fewest customers. That is the paradox of life. But the vengeance of the Lord puts an end to every paradox of life. There are expectations of some things about every human being. When things are not working according to type, then there is an enemy that is there. And we need to ask for God's vengeance upon them. Can we pray quickly? Can we pray quickly? Say, God of vengeance. In the name of Jita, can we pray? Lift your right hand up. Say, God of vengeance, visit my family, visit my life with your anger, and take away and settle every paradox, every confusing area of my life. Oh Lord, arise by your might, by your anger, and the lebo korea malabazidelelo Maria gadadada Maria erike dedededebo korea aria dadama keria mana ebededededebo korea aria kadalaba keria Maria bededededebo korea. Every paradox, everything confusing everybody about me. Every paradox, arise by your vengeance. Arise by your vengeance. Arise by your vengeance. And correct every paradox in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah 61 from verse 2. Isaiah 61, 2. Okay, let's take it from verse 1 for more context. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the year, the acceptable year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. I need you to know that there is no comfort without vengeance. When things are difficult, when you have tried all and nothing seems to be moving, when there is no vengeance, there is no comfort. When there is a wicked beating the drum of disunity for your family and you are dancing to the tone, except the drama is destroyed, you keep dancing to the tune. When there is no vengeance, there is no comfort. When there is no vengeance, there is mourning. When there is no vengeance, there is trouble. When there is no vengeance, the enemy rules. When there is no vengeance, you are weak. When there is no vengeance, it looks as if your God does not answer prayers. But when God arises in vengeance, everybody leaves you alone. They hold you in dread. That is why the Lord must avenge you of everything that is making you to mourn. Anything that is making you to sorrow. Today, by the God that created the heaven and the earth, let him visit the situation that is making you to mourn, that is making you to weep, that is making you to sorrow. In the name of Jesus. If a man slaps you, we will see the wound. We can see the mark. If a man uses a knife on you, we can see blood gushing out. But if your enemy is spiritual, or the enemy is dealing with you emotionally, we can only see you not happy. Your face not looking good. We ask you questions, you can't even tell us. Your wound is deep, but it's not showing. I pray for you. Let the God of vengeance arise and avenge you. Let the God of vengeance arise and avenge you. Let the God of vengeance arise and avenge you. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand of praise and say, oh God of vengeance, arise, avenge me of my adversary, avenge me of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, avenge me of the adversary, avenge me of the enemy. Oh God of vengeance, arise. Avenge me, avenge me. avenge me. In the name of Jesus, my God, he said, I will avenge. And I will avenge. Stretch your two hands towards your daughter. I will avenge. I will avenge. I will avenge. I will avenge. Vengeance is mine. I will avenge. Vengeance is mine. I will avenge. Let the Lord visit your village. Visit your father's house. Let him arise and avenge. 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 Let the Lord visit the source of your problem, the source of your trouble, the source of your affliction, the source of your calamity. Let him arise and avenge. 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 Listen to me. Anyone taking care of, taking advantage of your children, anyone sexually assaulting your children that you don't know about, let the Lord arise and avenge. You did not hear me. I pray for any child in this church that is being assaulted by any man, by any woman, by anybody, let the Lord arise in his anger and avenge our children. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise. Avenge my children. Avenge my children. Oh Lord, arise. Avenge my children. Oh God, arise. Avenge my children. Oh God, arise. Avenge my children. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sit down. I want to pray angrily. You know, in the world, we support the strong person. We don't believe the victims. If anybody is raped, the first thing a stupid person that has no wisdom and understanding will ask is, how did you dress? That's one of the most stupid questions on earth for a man that has been raped. Somebody came to steal my things. You're asking, did you close the door? Are you stupid? If I didn't close my door, whatever, did that give anybody the power to come and rob me? When a person is a victim of a pain, shut up if you don't have anything to say. That is why they rape them. They dress anyhow. That is why you are poor. You have no sense. If they tell you that thing, does it make sense? Knowing you have worked and worked and worked, and everybody comes and tell you that you know their sense, that's why you are poor. Stop all these stupid African things or Nigerian things where somebody is raped, somebody is assaulted, and we don't support them. We now support the other person. And now because the way that they dress now because the way that they do now because, so most of our children are taken advantage of, well fed, well brought up, taken advantage of in body school, in their houses, in everyday places, taken advantage of by their uncles, by their brothers, and they cannot talk out because they have heard many stupid adults saying it's because the way they dress. They have seen people blaming the other people. I come here by the anointing of the Lord. Anyone that has been assaulted here at any time in the past, by any man, by any woman, let the God of vengeance appear and judge them. Let the God of vengeance arise and avenge them. Let the God of vengeance arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You are in this church now. You have raped somebody before. If you don't repent, your life will be upside down. Trouble will pursue you. Your life will be upside down. They put a boy in your child as an auntie. You started molesting the child. Turn the life of a person upside down. A friend of mine's junior brother at a boarding school, a guy was assaulted sexually. The parents could not know how to handle it. The friend of mine was also young at that time, was the first one of the family, was allowed to handle it. He was talking to the boy, sorry and all those things. Today, as we speak, the boy is a public homosexual in UK. He started from that assault. A Baptist boy brought up in the way of the Lord. You need to see his other siblings.
but somebody molested him on campus, in school, in the secondary school. And today, you see him on television carrying placard, UK. Let homosexual live. And the family are in Nigeria, serving the Lord, doing very well. Deacons, reverends, pastor, and they are putting their hand down. They don't know what to do. It started by a stupid person molesting, and people were covering up. If you have covered up molestation, let me calm down a little. I pray for everybody here. Anyone that has been assaulted, anyone that has been molested, let the Lord arise and avenge you. In the name of Jesus. You see soldiers wearing niqab, jumping everywhere. You have never attempted to rape them. Go and try it now. For everyone that is weak, that cannot fight back, that you are being taken advantage of. Oh, God of vengeance. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand. Oh Lord, for everyone that is weak, everyone that is weak, everyone that has nobody to fight for them, everyone that has no one to support them, everyone that has no one to help them, oh Lord, arise and fight for them. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Some of you are here. Nobody will believe you. Nobody. Even your father will say, shut up. Even your mother will say, you want to destroy our family. It's your brother, it's your brother's uncle, it's your father's sister. For anyone that has no ability to fight, that is being molested, that is being destroyed, that is being taken advantage of, let the Lord arise and fight for you. The amen is getting weaker and weaker. We thank Him. Lift your hands up. Thank you. Say, oh Lord, check my life. Avenge me of every evil that has been done against me. Check my life. Avenge me of every evil that has been done against me. Oh Lord, check my life. And avenge me of every evil that has been done against me. Oh Lord, check my life. And avenge me of every evil that has been done against me. Oh Lord, check my life. And avenge me of every evil that has been done against me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Until there was vengeance in Egypt, Israel was not released. Until there is vengeance in your family, there is no freedom for you. There is no liberty for you. Until the Lord came with vengeance, and He came 10 times and 1. And God came 10 times and 1. Until He came 10 times plus 1, the devil, the wicked, did not release him. We call the God of vengeance to come with His anger and bring a release in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. So no vengeance, no freedom. No vengeance, no liberty. No vengeance, your suffering continues. Isaiah 35, 3 to 7. No vengeance, no healings, no deliverance. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feebleness. Say to those who have anxious hearts, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God. He will come. I said, He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Your help. He will come and save you. Can we pray together? Oh God of vengeance, arise and save me. Can I hear you? Oh God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Arise and save me. Oh God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Arise and save me. Oh God of vengeance.
Oh God of angels, arise and save me. Arise and save me. Oh God of angels. Oh God of angels. Arise and save me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I could see our time is fast, man. But we need to pray. Can I take 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 6? And we take that and we stand up on our feet and we take some prayers. 2 Thessalonians 1 6. Since indeed God considered it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you. God considered it unjust for you to revenge against people that are against you. He considered that unjust. But God considered it just for He Himself to afflict, to repay with affliction those who afflict you. Please, do you understand what the Bible is saying? It is God's justice when there is vengeance, when there is repayment, when there is recompense. It is God's justice. It is God's righteousness. It is God's justice. When the afflicted, when the one that afflicts is afflicted, it is God's justice. Stand up on your feet. Let us pray for like 10 minutes. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet quickly. Stand up on your feet. Stand up. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hagudeshem Bamsa Yeshua HaMashiach Lion of Judah. Amen. Just keep playing that for me. Keep playing as you pray. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, arise. Afflict them that afflict me. In the name of Jesus. Oh God of vengeance. Arise, arise, arise. Afflict every situation that afflicts me. Oh God of vengeance, arise. Afflict every situation that afflicts my life. Oh God of vengeance, arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Afflict every power that afflicts me. Oh God of vengeance, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, afflict them that afflict me. Arise, oh God of vengeance. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise. Afflict them that afflict me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say with me, say, oh God of vengeance. Arise, visit the source of my trouble, of my calamity, of my problem, and afflict them. Oh God of vengeance, visit the source of my problem, and avenge, 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 avenge. Oh God arise, visit the source of my trouble, and avenge, 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 avenge. Oh God arise. Arise and avenge. Arise and avenge. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 94 verse 1. Psalm 94 verse 1. See, if there is no vengeance, the devil comes back again. If there is no vengeance, the devil comes back again. He took Peter. They did nothing. He came. Oh, he took James. They did nothing. He took Peter. That was when they cried to the God of angels and something happened. When you do nothing the first time, it will come. It will repeat. It will repeat. It will, have you not seen police when we're in school? They keep coming until you stop them. I've always shared the story of my own bully when I was in school. His name was Hakim.
I can't forget his name. How can I forget? Somebody I last saw in 1983. I can't forget his name. And you know, he deals with me publicly. When there are people not around, he will not come. When there are people around, he will come and push me and say, give me the thing. Give me. Bullies are terrible. If you don't deal with them, they can deal with you throughout your life. So one day, the public was not only my classroom. It was a football match. All the classes were there. And Akim came in front of everybody to disgrace me. Ah, God of vengeance. So when Akim was coming and saying, touching my, bring it in. I did as I want to bring it in. I carried him up. And I sat on him in front of the whole field. That was how God delivered me permanently up to now. Maybe Akim will be sending email to me today and say, send the money. If you don't deal with a bully will continually deal with you. And the king of bullies is the devil. Are we here? Are we here? Oh God, oh Lord God. Can we read what is on the screen? Read, let me hear you. Oh Lord, God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance, shine forth. When you say shine forth, you will not say in my marriage. Shine forth in my, see, if there is any third party causing calamity in your family, the Lord will just strike the person. Bah! Are we here? If there is a third party in your place of work that is behind your problem, the Lord will just strike them. You will just say shine forth. In my father's house, shine forth, shine forth, shine forth, shine forth. Are you ready? Look at the screen. Lift up your right hand. Let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, God of vengeance, oh God of vengeance, shine forth in the citadel of Impact, in the name of Jesus, in my family. Arise, shine, 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 shine. Arise, oh God of vengeance, arise, shine, shine forth, 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 shine forth. In your shop, let the Lord shine forth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We'll pray one prayer 7 times. In like 3 minutes, we'll pray 7 times. And it's very easy. Whether you put your hand on your head, you raise your hand, whatever. Whether you move up and down, I don't care. The simple prayer, oh God, arise, avenge me of my adversary. Luke 18:3. Look at it. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against. Keep changing it to any translation. I have 11 translations here. Keep changing. Let the church see. Keep changing it. Look at it. Help me against my opponent. Okay, let's go. Anyone? Give me justice against my adversary. Look at it. He said, my rights are being violated. Protect any other translation. Grant me justice against any other one. Any other one? Give me justice in this dispute with my any other one. Vindicate me. 7 times you are going to pray this in a short while. Lift your right hand up. You can move, you can jump, you can do anything, but pray with me quickly. Pray with me quickly. Say, oh Lord, arise, avenge me of my adversaries in the name of Jesus. Maria Maria, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
I hope you know the prayer offered. When I say in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying and we say amen. You start it again. We are going for number two now. Let's go. Oh God, arise. Avenge me of my adversaries in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, arise, arise by your power. Oh God, arise, avenge me of my enemies. Oh God, arise, 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 avenge me of my enemies. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Number three. Oh God, arise, avenge me of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Area Talala Karia. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number four. Maria 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 Maria. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Calm down. We'll go to number five. There was a dear brother in our church that was having problems sleeping. Problems sleeping, like 7 years ago. I can't remember how to use it. 7 years ago, birds disturbed him. He came to church one day. We prayed like this, prayed like this. He went back home, prayed the prayer again. By the time he woke up, at the back of a window, some birds were dead at the back of a window. Dead. 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 It was still that same brother that went to bury, is it the father or the in-law? And they were about to sleep, and the Lord said, just wait, just wait. And he waited, sat in front, around 1 a.m. Somebody came, walking on the head. I pray for you. Everyone that is the source of your problem, anything that is the source of your problem, that you don't know about, let the Lord arise and avenge you. In the name of Jesus. We go number five. Number five, let's go. Oh God, arise, avenge me of my adversary. In the name of Maria Talabakata. Ebeketele Mokoria. Akata Labaka. Eria Katatata. Ebeketele Lebo. Rabaria Kata. Makata Laba. Eriketele. Maria Katalaba. Makata Laba. Ebeketele Lebo. Aria Katalaba. Ebeteria Dada. Robo Goria Dada. Maria Katadadadaba. Eberia Katadadaba. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised. Number six. Oh God, arise. Avenge me of my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Avenge me of the adversary. In the name of Jesus. Aria cade de de de. Maria cade de 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 de. Anda le boco riadada. Rebete riadada. Maria cade de de de. Rebe riadada de de. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Breathe in. Breathe out. When we pray this last one, I say in Jesus' mighty name, I want to hear seven hallelujah, seven amens with noises and sound and jumping up, and then let there be evil and destruction in the camp of the enemy. Listen, if you keep having evil dream when something good is about to happen, when we pray this seven times, it's going to resolve it. Any long-term issue that you have prayed and prayed and prayed about, don't know the formula. The God of vengeance will arise for you in the name of Jesus. By this next one, there will be freedom, there will be liberty, there will be deliverance, there will be healing. Your heart desires are granted. Your children are released. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Breathe in. You can pray it anyhow. After you have raised, oh God, arise. Avenge me of my adversary. In my dream. In my place of work. In my father's house. In my marriage. In my family. In the name of Jesus. In this church. In my area. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Concerning my children, concerning my fruitfulness, concerning my wedding, arise, arise. Can we pray and say, oh God, arise, avenge me of my adversaries in the name of Jesus. Aria da 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 da, Rebecca aria da 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 da, aria da 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 da, Maria da 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 da, Eberia da 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 da, Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Ramataria. Maria da 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 Maria da 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 Maria da da da, matata la, matata la, eritetele, matata la, eritetele. Obuya mata, La bataria dada, obeteria dada, erite de 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 de. Visit your village, visit your dream, visit your marriage, visit your family, visit your health, visit your body. La bataria dada de 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 de. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7. Two more prayers. Jeremiah 15:2-3. Jeremiah 15:2-3. These are some of my scriptures when I'm very angry about situations. Jeremiah 15:2-3. Open your Bible. I think the screen is messing up. It says, and when they ask you, where shall we go? You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, those who are for pestilence, to pestilence. Put verse 2. Don't put the two together. Put verse 2. Those who are for pestilence, to pestilence. Those who are for the sword, to the sword. Those who are for famine, to famine. Those who are for captivity, for captivity. You are going to pray, oh God, arise. Those who are for captivity, send them to captivity. Those who are for the sword, let the sword come upon them. Those who are for pestilence, let the pestilence come upon them. Those, are you ready? Are you ready? You are too gentle. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh God of angels, arise, all my adversaries. Those who are for pestilence, let them go for pestilence. Those who are for the sword, let the sword be upon them. Those who are for famine, let the famine come upon them. Those who are for captivity, let them go into captivity. In the name of Jesus, can I hear you pray for yourself? Can I hear you pray for yourself? The pestilence to pestilence. The sword to the sword. The famine to the famine. The captive to captivity. In the name of Jesus, arise by your mercy. Arise by your vengeance. Send them to captivity. Let the sword come upon them. Let the famine come upon them. Let pestilence come upon them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Jeremiah 30 verse 16. Please, all of you, be looking at me. Stop being distracted. Outside, people around you, look at me. Look at the front, or you close your eyes and look at the cross. Jeremiah 30, 16. Therefore, all who devour you shall be devoured. And all your foes, every one of them shall go to captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered. And all who prayed on you, I will make a prey. Are you ready? God of vengeance. Description of what he does. Description. It's on the screen. You say, oh God of vengeance, arise. Those who devour me, devour them. Those who make me captive, send them to captivity. Those who plunder me, plunder them. Those who pray on me, pray on them. Are you ready? Breathe in. This is our last prayer. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Our hands lifted up. Say, oh God of vengeance, arise. Be an enemy to my enemies. Arise. Be an adversary to my adversary. Those who devour me, arise. Devour them. Those who hold me captive, arise. Send them to captivity. Those who plunder me, arise. Plunder them. Those who pray on me, arise. Pray on them. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray for yourself? There is no peace for the wicked. Eberia da 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 da. Eberia da 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 da. Ebeketele le 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 mo. Aria da da da. Ebeketele mo. Maria da da. Eketele mo Korea. Aria da da. Ebeteria da. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 7 verse 11. Psalm 7 verse 11. King James. King James. Every wicked in your life. He said the Lord judges the righteous. Read with me. Read with me. One, two, go. For every day of your life, every wickedness against you, let it attract the anger of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every wickedness done against you in the past, let it attract the anger of the Lord. Every wickedness that has been done against you and your children now, let it attract the anger of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord give you rest. Let the Lord give you peace. Let the Lord give you speed. Let the mail make you to recover. Let there be restoration for you. The enemy you saw yesterday, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, any follow spirit that has been following you everywhere, let them perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus, any agent of darkness that is stealing from you, that is plundering your resources, let them perish suddenly. Let the God of vengeance arise and fight for you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord vindicate you. May the Lord vindicate you. May the Lord defend you. May the Lord fight for you. May the Lord give you peace. May the Lord give you rest. May the Lord give you speed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let there be a restoration of your peace. Let the Lord take you to the place of rest. The Egyptians, the trouble, the struggle, the issues, the problem that brought you here, that followed you here, you shall see them no more. A new chapter is open for you in destiny. A new chapter is open for you in life. In the name of Jesus, no more calamity, no more tragedy. In the name of Jesus, great shall be your children's peace. Your children shall give you joy. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will arise and fight for your children. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you.
May the Lord avenge you of your adversary. In your place of work, may he avenge you of your adversary. In your dream, may he avenge you of your adversary. In your father's house, may he avenge you of your adversary. In your neighborhood, may he avenge you of your adversary. In the name of Jesus, may he lift his countenance of peace, of favor upon you, and give you shalom all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, you are coming with a net-breaking, head-shaking testimony. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.